Hello, guys. Welcome to the Black Spin Global Podcast. I am Lucy.
And I'm Eugene.
And welcome to a brand new episode. Today, we are doing an episode on US Open review.
New York, New York.
New York, New York.
And you say New York City.
Do you know what's so funny? I was actually going to wear, I didn't want to find it too corny. I didn't know if like...
I know what you're going to say, because I was going to do the same thing. Go on.
I was going to wear like my t-shirt, yeah, that has Biggie on it.
Okay, fair play.
And I was like, am I doing too much?
I was going to wear like a Brooklyn Nets, t-shirt. Yeah, because it's like, it's the theme.
You know what? To be fair, yeah, I should have done it because I feel like when Americans, when they come to Europe, like they get into the theme in it. So... should have probably done that, but I didn't know if I was being a beg, but...
No, fair play.
Actually, it was best to wear the merch anyways.
I think that's a good
because,
shout.
Because, guys, we're happy to announce that by the time this pod is out, the merch will be available. Now, if you do check and it ends up not being there, it's because there might have been some last-minute technical difficulties and it will be out a little bit more minute.
Not wood,
but I'm just saying, just in case, okay, innit? Because when this pod's going to be out, we're going to be up and down. We're not going to... So just in case, but... merch available on blackspinglobal.com.
T-shirts, guys. And hoodies.
T-shirts and hoodies. So
finally. So yeah.
Thank you very much. Hope you like it. You know, quality. And yes, if you're in the US, guys, do not worry. You'll get it delivered, you know. Couple working days. And that's it. There's no difference. You don't have to pay crazy delivery fees. Don't worry about that. Because a lot of people did arcs that are like
import taxes and stuff.
Listen, guys, don't worry. You're getting it shipped and stuff. Get what I mean? So, yeah, enjoy it. Should we get started?
Let's get into it, Lucy.
All right, okay.
It's not been as long, actually, since we were last on. So, shouts out to us.
Yeah, shout out to us. Shout out to us. I'm really tired. I'm in the studio with my socks and my sliders. Don't have my lashes. Comfy, wearing my joggers. It is what it is, isn't it?
Still fine. It's all good.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, before we actually get into the US Open draw, it's only right to give a shout out to Francis Tiafoe, who reached the finals at Cincinnati.
First Masters 1000 final.
Yes, it is. He lost to Yannick Sinner. We'll get to that soon. 7-6, 6-2. That was an incredible run for Francis. He was on like different smoke. Prior to that, he was really on form. I did tweet this. I was like, you know, I don't know what David Witt is saying to him in his ear, but it looks like they're working really well together, because ever since they started working together, he literally hit quarterfinals Atlanta, semifinals City Open, finals Cincinnati. We're going to act like Toronto never happened. Don't ask me about Toronto. It did not happen. But yeah, it looks like their partnership going well. Someone did reply to one of my tweets, which is true. Normally during this time, Tiafoe does do well.
Yeah, he loves the US.
He loves the US swing. Mm. But this is different because, again, like you said, first Masters finals, and he lost to a number one who, you know... But like we'll get back to it.
Just the run, though. So Davidic Fokina, first round, that was a straight sets win. Massetti, that one was really impressive. Massetti being Olympic bronze medalist.
Yep. He's been a crazy run. Yeah.
And the 14th seed as well in Cincinnati. That was a 6-3, 6-2 win for Tiafoe. And then Lehechka in the round of 16, that was a free setter. And Lehechka's a very good player. He's coming back from injury, actually, Lehechka. But yeah, Tiafoe was just solid in that match. And then he did get unfortunately, Hubert Hurkacz, a fifth seed, he retired in their quarterfinal after the first set, which Tiafoe won 6-3.
Yeah.
And it was funny watching Hurkacz during that match because it looked like he didn't really want to kind of be out there from the beginning. Like there was, Tiafoe was the better player, obviously, but he kind of alluded to it during his post-match press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. But he was watching, like, keeping an eye on Hurkacz. Onjibor's withdrawn. Wow.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah, that's
shoot.
Just come through. Incredible. Breaking news. Sorry. But yeah, Hurkacz wasn't 100%. Obviously, he's coming back from the knee surgery that he had after the injury at Wimbledon.
Yes,
do you remember?
Yeah.
Against Arthur Fils.
Well, he actually had it...
He had surgery, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
yeah.
even know he had a surgery.
Because he's been wearing like leggings. He was wearing leggings.
Okay. But I think I thought he was just still recovering, but I didn't know he actually. I did see it. Sorry.
It was
a really
quick turnaround. To
yeah,
be fair.
I did see it. Sorry, I just completely forgot. I remember seeing the image. Yeah.
But then the semi-final was probably the most impressive because that was against Holger Rune.
Mm-hmm.
And TFO was unseeded as well. Mm-hmm. We should also point out Rune was a 15th seed. And again, TFO won that in three sets. Just a fantastic match. Like, because he came back, it was a set down, won the second set 6-1, and then, yeah, took the third in a tiebreak.
Yeah.
But just his level, like you kind of alluded to as well, like since the partnership with Witt, it does feel like he's kind of getting back to where he was.
I
like
feel,
the 2022
to me, it's not even just about game. I think it's more like the confidence and the
mentality.
Yeah,
and just, yeah,
as well.
100% the mentality.
I think it's just the mentality. I don't know, like, maybe David's been focusing a little bit more on that. I don't know. Or maybe it's a thing of, like, he's heard some of those things before, but maybe the way David's communicating it clicks more into his head.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. But either way, when he's, ever since he's been back from, you know, the grass season and stuff.
And he did say that Wimbledon was the one that kind of like lit the switch again to show them that I'm actually capable of playing at this level.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, that's why he's kind of like kicked on
since exactly,
Wimbledon.
Yeah. So since then you can see like even the way he's moving like on court and everything, like it's been really different. But yeah, during that final, honestly, we were really close. Especially on that first set. That first set was extremely tight. Obviously went to a tiebreak.
I feel like if he won that first set, he would have won the match in straights.
Yeah, I think losing that first set was kind of like, ah. But again, Yannick Sinner is someone where, when I watched that, that's another reason why I was very optimistic about TFA actually winning this, because Sinner has not been his best in terms physically for a couple of months
recently,
now, recently.
Yeah.
Mm. Especially even, like, he did not play that well that tournament. So that's why I was thought like, you know, he would be able to do it. But Sinner during that match, it was like, you're moving weird, but then he would do a shot and you're just like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Like, do you get what I mean? And it shows, you know, how he's been able to get to number one. But I mean, I would take it losing to the number one player in it, who's on form despite recent news. But, yeah, listen, it is what it is. I feel like at the end of the day, this is a great way to get yourself ready for the US Open, last slam of the year. So yeah, really good. Now he's top 20, back top
exactly,
20 again.
That's huge, yeah.
So
where he should be, like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Rankings are going up. So yeah, it's good. It's good, especially that it's been a very rocky first half of the year for Francis. So shout out to him and that fantastic performance and meme at the end of the Yannick Sinner match, because that is how we are feeling towards the recent Yannick Sinner news.
Yeah, wow.
So, only going to talk about this quickly because, you know, this is Black Spin Global, but we cannot ignore one of the biggest news ever. If you've been living under the rock, everyone's been talking about it. To be fair, you know what? We haven't had chaos in a while, so I'm not too mad. No, man, we haven't had, like, you know, something bare crazy like this. But yeah, as you guys may have heard.
Maybe not on the men's side, actually, yeah. Women, I want to say women we have.
Really?
More like Halep. Like, that was.
Yeah, but that was a couple months. That's what
chaotic.
I'm saying. It's been, it hasn't really been like recent. That was like a couple months ago. Where is she even? Where are you, Halep?
I have no idea.
You are hiding somewhere because, girl, you know you'll be getting your ass whooped right here by the people outside being upset. All right. So regarding Sinner, so for those who don't know, during the Indian Wells, basically during the Indian Wells, right, Sinner's physio.
Yes.
Sinner's physio?
Well, no, it was actually during Miami.
During Miami?
Yeah, it was during Miami. He received treatment from his physio, who had this cream.
So yeah, he cut his finger.
Yeah.
Put on this sort of cream that had this sort of like steroid ingredient that's apparently banned, right?
It's a sports enhancing. Yeah.
Like a sport enhancing, whatever. Like, so steroids, you know, whatever. But yeah, and apparently he kept on putting it on, and then somehow...
Because he was applying massage, obviously, to Sinner.
Yeah, he was applying massage into Sinner, applied his skin, and basically the infection occurred, right? He played, you know, blah, 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 reached the final.
He actually won Miami. And then got tested Indian Wells.
Yeah, because he reached the semifinals at Indian Wells. And both of them did not know, as in the physio and Sinner or whatever. They don't know they tested positive, like the result and stuff. And they got notified after all of that they got it and stuff. I think it was, and that's when he skipped Madrid and Rome. But he's citing hip problems during those times.
Clearly not. Like, yeah. Shit was going on behind the scenes, clearly.
He missed 27 days of competition, okay? And during that period that he suddenly had hip problems, Sinner and his lawyers were, you know, trying to appeal to stop automatic suspension about the thing about testing positive and whatnot. In the hearing, they proved that the amount was tiny, a 1/1,000,000,000th of a gram. And I feel like they purposely used that vocab to make it seem like it was something so small, really tiny and whatnot. It wasn't accidentally injected into him. So for that reason, he was allowed to play.
It wasn't injected, it was applied.
Okay, yeah, apparently the ITIA said, like, today they confirmed that independent tribunal convened by sports resolution has ruled that Italian tennis player Yannick Sinner bears no fault or negligence for two anti-doping rule violations. Yes, keep in mind, it does not happen once, twice. He had two
tests that came back positive.
The player explained that the substance has entered the system and was contaminated because it was closed, blah, 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 because apparently we are born yesterday. So, yeah, allegedly.
Stop
for
it.
Me. Anyways.
Because honestly, Lucy, everybody knows what this platform stands for, like positivity and like, do you get me? We're not going to like bash anyone while they're down. But one thing I appreciate are the players coming out and like kind of being quite vocal about the unfairness of just the way the case was handled.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm going to take Yannick Sinner at his word. He said he had no idea, or he did not intentionally, you know, have this steroid in his system. And of course, it was such a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm going to take him at his word for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to mention, and this is what I'm saying, shout out to the players that have said, what about, like, is it Tara Moore, the British girl,
mm-hmm.
who's much more lowly ranked? She tested positive for, I don't know what the drug was, but it was a sports enhancing drug.
Mm-hmm.
And it took her like maybe 2 years to like kind of clear her name. Mm-hmm. And in the end, yeah, she managed to do that. But like, yeah, her reputation was pretty much ruined as a result. Forget testing positive. What about players that have been suspended for missing tests? And we've spoken about at length, Mikael Immer, the Swede, who basically was forced to retire, although he's coming back, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he did not test positive for anything, but he missed 3 tests and was banned for 18 months, basically 2 years. And like with Sinner, like this thing happened, like you said, Indian Wells is like the start of the year.
We are in August.
But it literally only came, exactly, it came out like, this is months later. So why the cover-up? And that's what I'm saying. That is like that's what kind of gripes at me, like the inconsistency with like the way his case was handled compared to like other players.
Yeah. I think, can I be real with you, which I retweeted, I was like, someone's about to leak this and I think that's the only reason why they even released it now.
Mm.
I generally think someone was going to leak this or the news going to come out about this somehow and they were like, let's just release it right now because even the timing of it is off.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because, do you get what I mean? Right before the US Open, he just won a title. You can't tell me they didn't get an email saying, hey, we've heard about this by a journalist or someone whistleblower, I don't know. And they were like, F it. Because it's not a good look for the ATP for them to release this news right after he just won a 1,000 title. Do you get what I mean?
Exactly. It's poor.
But I just to piggyback from what you're saying, my thing is, let's say he really did not cheat, right? Let's say like,
Let's say that is kind of what the fact is. Like,
okay, I'm so sorry, Eugene. Yeah. I've said this on the pod so many times. I'm always going to be 50-50 when it comes to these type of things, whether if it's a black player, white player, or whatnot, anyone. Because especially when it comes from top players, I'm so sorry. You have the resources to make sure that nothing actually happens. Do you get what I mean? Mm. So I always take with a pinch of salt, no matter how many times where I'm like, I can understand, even by reading it, I can understand that this could actually be an accident. Definitely. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. But I personally can never be like, yeah, obviously he didn't. Because you never bloody know, 100%. Bro. 100%. I'll even feel like that more when if it's a lower ranked player. But when you're a number one player with all the money, all the top, you have the best people around you. For years, we've had champions. Listen, if I'm having Grand Slam champions who won over 20, Roger, even Djokovic, he's never had any of this accusation, Nadal, Serena, all these people, Steffi, all these people to be doing it for so long, having everything, you don't have the excuse when you're that, do you get what I mean?
No,
I get it, people around you can make the mistake. That was the same thing with Halep, where she was trying to tell it wasn't me, it was Patrick's team, whatever. But that's one thing. But let's say that he actually really did not do anything, right? My thing, I'll always go back to the ATP or whoever was making these decisions. Number one, why is he getting special treatment? Number two, why are we hearing it from now? And number three, like, where's his suspension?
100%. And just on that as well, and like I said, various players have come out and like kind of said, yeah, this is like a joke, basically. You've had Nick Kyrgios, Dennis Shapovalov.
Everyone, Liam Brody.
Liam Brody, yeah. But I want to shout out Laurent Lacolli, the French, the Frenchman.
Mm-hmm.
So he tweeted, and we did, we kind of quote tweeted it to say, yeah, it's a good thread to read. But I'm just going to read the first part of the thread. So he said, the Sinner case is a real problem for the fairness of our sport. I love Yannick both as a player and a person. He was very humble and hardworking. However, why does someone like Immer, as in Mikkel Immer, who has never doped, get a 2-year suspension? And he carries on. And like I said, please go and read that thread if you haven't. Because this is like a clear example of the unfairness, basically. And the way the standards are different for depending on like where you are as a player.
That's the thing.
Like,
so when you're a top player, you can get away with anything. Yeah, Do you get what I mean?
That isn't
and
right.
Then it also makes you wonder like, Ross, so what are these other top players getting away with? Because I've always said it on the pod. I used to say it bare times before. I calm down now.
Because we're media now.
You know, I can't be talking to my... But I used to say it so many times before. Like, I'm tired of these players getting special treatment. I was saying it so many times. I just never thought it would be a thing where we'll get special treatment to a point where we're talking about so sports enhancement. Yeah. We're talking about people getting like, supposed to be getting suspended. Do you get what I mean?
And you make a good point too. Like, look at the players beforehand in terms of like the top players, Serena, Rafa Nadal, Roger Federer, Novak. They've got like teams, like they've got a machine kind of behind them, helping them kind of get through the tour and like just basically get through life. You've not heard of any of these instances happening.
Bro, and they were getting, and Serena, how many times she was getting tested compared to the others? Do you get what I mean?
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, we all know why they did that, because they don't want to suspend a number one player, right? And they're like, you know what? It wouldn't be a good look. On the ATP, it wouldn't be a good look in terms of like money, right? But this is dangerous. This shows that if you're an ATP player and you're a top ATP player, you can get away with anything. Because they did the same with the domestic violence stuff with their players. Now they're doing the same with the doping stuff. So it's like, where's the regulation? So why do you have rules and regulations?
It's poor.
Why do you have it? So basically, all I have to do in this life is become a number one player and I can do whatever the hell I want. That's basically what they're saying.
Crazy.
And that's not even for all players, because I'm pretty sure... Listen, let me tell you something. You black players, you better not think that if you're number one, you're going to be getting that same rule. Because there's still a limitation. Do you get what I mean? It's just crazy. Facts. It's honestly insane. But thoughts... And do you know what? I'm not too angry, because Yannick Sinner now, a lot of players not going to mess with him.
It's true. It's,
that
it's,
US Open locker room, I want to be a fly on the wall.
It's sad though, like, because yeah, like it's, he is innocent and like it's unfortunate.
It's not, no, I'm not, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Personally, I'm not doing it. Because you could have, he could have done, if he at least released that same statement with the nice writing on the side and stuff on IG, if he did that when all of this happened and taken a proper suspension of them 27 days, they would have been, that's all. You didn't have to keep this so private. You making it so secretive even makes me wonder, maybe there's even more into this that we don't know now.
That's what I'm saying. That's probably his like people behind him, like agents and stuff saying, listen, you can't put this out. We have to try and clean it up before, Eugene.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know.
No. Sorry. He put this on himself. I have zero sympathy for him. None at all.
No love.
He put it on himself, boys. So good luck to you when you're going to be, he was practicing today with Dimitrov. I think a lot of the older players will still be nice to him.
Yeah.
But I think Djokovic tweeted something about...
In support?
I don't think.
Oh, really?
Let me not make up. Like, I'm not too sure. But I think all them younger players, yeah, side eyes. Because you're already number one. You're taking the slams. You're taking... That's the thing. If he was losing,
Let me read...
This guy was reaching Grand Slam semifinals and all, won bare 1,000 titles and now just won one and the next day is boom.
Let me read Nick Kyrgios's tweet if he hasn't deleted it.
Yeah, Nick Kyrgios was on one. He said,
"Oh, ridiculous." He quote tweeted Stuart Fraser's a Times journalist.
Yeah.
He broke the story. He wrote about the Sinner situation for the Times.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Kyrgios quote tweeted that by saying this, "So ridiculous. Whether it was accidental or planned, you get tested twice with a banned steroid substance, you should be done for 2 years. Your performance was enhanced. Massage cream, .. Yeah, nice." And an emoji smiley face.
Did you see, which player posted? Did you see the player, one of the players was cheeky. I forgot the name,
Not Shapovalov.
No, well, Shapovalov also went off. He was the first player to tweet. He wasted no time.
I respect it.
I respect it as well. There was another player who posted an IG story, picture of like their...
Oh, Tommy Paul.
Tommy Paul. And it was like, they were wearing gloves.
His masseuse was wearing rubber gloves.
That was funny. But these are people poking funs and stuff. But boy, I'm telling you, behind the scenes,
I
know Yannick Sinner's getting side eye and he needs to firm it.
I was going to say, I wouldn't want to be Yannick Sinner right now. But then again, he's a multimillionaire. Like, but anyway.
This is what I'm saying. He'll be all right. He'll be cool. People will forget it tomorrow. But if it was a black player, it would be a whole different story. So. Yeah, but guys, make sure that you know what your cream you're using.
Please, stay vigilant.
And
stay vigilant.
Thoughts and prayers to those who got suspended and they're actually not guilty. That's the thing. We need to keep in mind. True. Some people, they got suspended and they deserve that suspension if they cheated. But for those who haven't, or for those who just missed and whatnot, maybe the rules need to be 100%.
They need to be
again.
Looked at. You should not be getting suspended for missing tests. You need to be tested, and
rules
if
need
it's
to be
proven
looked at
that
again.
You've taken something, then you get suspension.
Yeah.
But if you've just missed tests, you should not be getting suspended. That makes no sense.
Rules need to be looked at again because it's been shambolic. But yeah, I was going to say good luck to Yannick, but it is what it is. You'll be all right.
No, we're going to say good luck to Yannick,
I guess.
Shall we get into what we're going to
get
into?
Let's
get
to what we get into. US Open draw.
I can't believe we're here already.
We're here, man. Last Grand Slam of the year.
It's quite sad.
I'm actually sad.
The year is basically done.
Basically.
Bloody hell.
But let's get to it. Should we start with the women's draw?
Let's go women first.
All right.
Man.
You're leading it.
Should I lead it?
Of course. Okay. Come on, man.
So
let's
go seeds. So Coco Gauff, defending champ. Defending champ. Obviously she is, but like I feel like that there's a lot of weight on that. So should we just say last year's champion? Or am I being extra?
I think you're being extra. I think you're being extra because it's Coco.
Ignore me.
I feel like if it was any other player, you would have think. I get what you mean.
You're right.
Especially that she's definitely getting more pressure right now. Oh, I see, man, what you're saying.
But no, I think I'm
just
like I always say, I'm not worried about Coco Gauff. She could have the biggest slump, but the fact that I know she's got so much ability, like she's going to be around for a long time.
She wants it, she's still young, yeah. Her draw's looking good.
So she's got Varvara Gacheva,
yeah,
the French I think she's French, but I'm pretty sure she's Russian. That's the first round for Coco. So she's the third seed. So she won't be seeing another seeded player until the third round.
Svitolina, which I think that will be probably her toughest one. Okay. Draws till she gets to the finals, obviously.
They played earlier this year, actually.
I mean, Svitolina's...
Auckland? I'm pretty sure that's the Auckland final.
Yeah. Svitolina's like a whole different smoke.
She's currently playing in Monterrey, which is a 500. I was so surprised when I saw that.
It's so funny. Everyone was like...
so random.
Everyone was like so confused. Like the Nini meme, like... The hell? What's that? WTA?
I love about Monterrey, though, that matches are going on for UK time until like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Which is wild because it's Mexico.
But... Exactly, yeah.
So, okay. Svitolina, potential third round. Okay.
I personally think that's going to be a toughest one, but we'll see in it.
Jasmine Paolini, the fifth seed. Look at Jasmine, man. Bianca Andreescu. Oh, my God. I want to say that's the third. No. Is that the third time? That's the third Grand Slam they played this year.
Grand Slam?
They played at the French. Did they play at Wimbledon?
I know. Yeah, they played French. And oh my gosh, you're right. Sorry.
And Wimbledon.
French and Wimbledon.
Exactly.
Both third rounds.
And now they're first round.
Oh, bloody hell. I'm sorry.
I mean, we can swear on that.
Yeah.
So Wimbledon was a straight set.
And
the French was a three setter.
Three setters.
How do you feel like this one? Where do we feel this one's
going? It's tough to say because Andreescu, like...
playing well, isn't it?
She's no-ish. She's playing okay. She's not playing, obviously, her best as before. Probably the best that she's played in a very long time.
US Open champion.
She's...
2019?
Yeah, we're in 2024.
Hey, Lucy.
Respectfully.
Still a champ.
No, but what I'm trying to... No. You know me, I always say once you have a Grand Slam, no one can tell you anything. But I'm saying more in terms of like her performance recently.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I'm trying to say is with Andreescu right now is a thing of like, she can get on court and play her best. She can get on court when she's playing her best, but her opponent can still beat her. So for me, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, she's not coming in in the best form.
In the best form. So it's going to be a very tough match for her.
Mm.
One of her toughest for sure. But again, first round US Open, but... It's Paolini, man. Come on. Different.
Wild.
So, looking forward to that match.
Who can she get, actually? Who's the seed that she can get in the third round, Jazzy?
I didn't check.
Not that because I hate looking at, like, projected draws.
Yeah, I didn't check her, the rest of her projected. Just because, but I think I checked, but it's probably nothing crazy. If not, I would have said if it was something crazy. Because when I checked earlier, it was probably cash.
Okay, Putin Saver.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah.
He was actually beat Naomi, didn't she? Was it in the one in Canada?
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see anyways. Who's next?
14th seed, Madison Keys. So she takes on Katerina Siniakova.
Mm-hmm.
And Keys actually someone, again, like, I don't feel like we pay enough attention to. Like, she just kind of... She's had some injury issues, actually.
I disagree. That's what I'm saying. I'm about to say, what are you talking about?
It's no, not because like she's had some injury issues. She pulled out or she retired from her match in... Was it Montreal or Toronto? I forgot. Get mixed up where the men and women were. But yeah.
But you...
In Canada, she was playing Peyton Stearns.
Yeah.
It went to her... In the third set, she retired. She was 3-love down and she retired.
Yeah. And then before that, she didn't play since Wimbledon.
Yeah, I know.
But you said like, oh, we don't really focus on her.
Yeah.
I don't agree, bro.
Not that we don't focus on her, but I feel
like out of all the other platforms, we probably speak to her about the match.
Facts. That's a fact. But I just feel like she's a player that like, because she's been around for so long and like, you just almost expect her to kind of be there. Like kind of, you kind of take her for granted in terms of like her progressing, especially deep at slams.
Okay.
She's pretty much guaranteed to make second week.
Oh, so you're talking about in general?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, not talking about BSG.
No.
Oh, okay.
Of course not us.
But... I was like, what?
No. I'm saying we as in like general, the TV, okay, the tennis, got it, media landscape.
Well, one thing you need to keep in mind as well is that the issue with Keys as well, for example, I won't say issue, but one thing to point out is, for example, this season, she would play, they not play for so long. Like before the Australian Open, she started Miami Open. She didn't even play the Australian Open.
Exactly.
Do you get what I mean? No.
Indian Wells. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So I think there's that as well. But I hear what you mean.
Yeah.
But I mean with her match, it's a bit hard because
Siniakova. double specialist.
Mm. How do you think he's going to play in that match?
It's a tough one, but I'm expecting Keys to come through. Because I'm thinking of the crowd as well, being in America.
I think depends on the condition of the injury.
And that too. We don't know what kind of state she's in physically. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Let's see how that goes. But yeah, it will still be an interesting one anyways.
Naomi Osaka, two-time champion.
Before we even continue, I don't know why in the world did you guys think Osaka was not going to get a wild card?
Who was saying that?
Like, bare people was getting like, oh, because obviously her rankings that she couldn't, they were like, oh, I think because she lost a qualifying match. They were scared that she was going, she had to play qualify for US Open. I kept on seeing it. I was like, we are talking about one of the most, aside from even about that. Four-time Grand Slam champion. She won US Open twice. And she's literally one of the most popular tennis player right now. Mm. And when I'm talking about that, I'm not talking about us tennis fans. I'm talking about people who are the locals, like we call them. Mm. They know about Osaka. She was the first name on that email that said, she's got the...
guarantee.
Do you get what I mean?
Facts.
I was just like, bro, like, come on. Like, guys, facts. So just to, you know, just a little reminder, it's Naomi Osaka. Put some respect on her name, bro.
Every time.
But yeah,
every
so
time.
Who did she get first round, please?
Temp seed, Yelena Ostapenko. Incredible scenes.
Oh my gosh. That means Wayne might pull up. You think, Ostapenko's not like it. I think it's going to be a crazy
match.
It's
a great match. But
at the same
time,
Ostapenko has not been playing as good since grass. She's been playing well this season. Even though it's been up and down.
Yeah. Yeah, Wimbledon, she reached the quarterfinals.
Yeah, so Cincinnati, she lost first round. Canadian Open, Townsend knocked her out. Even doubles, she's not really been playing as good. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going with that one?
I don't know.
Really? I'm going to go Osaka.
I really don't know.
I'm going Osaka. I feel like she's just going to bring it.
I feel like she's going to bring it because it's Ostapenko and it's a big draw.
And that too. That's going to help massively.
Because I feel like she's someone where when it's like some of her best results in terms of like her best matches she's been back has always been against the top players.
Yeah.
Like I feel like when she plays a smaller player, she's not as motivated.
And TFO said it too, to go back to TFO quickly, but he was like, the best players bring out the best in him. And I think that's how every single player feels.
Yeah.
And I know Osaka feels that way too.
Yeah. So I think that's why I feel like, okay, it would be good. But yeah, either way, looking forward to that. That's definitely probably one of the most popcorn first rounds for sure.
Definitely.
Who's next?
These players aren't seeded now, but Taylor Townsend, who's having a great year, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Top 50 now.
Mm-hmm.
She takes on Martina Trevisan, the Italian.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a very good draw for Townsend.
But I swear I swear Trevisan beat her last time. Yeah, she did. She did, which was even on hard court.
Which was where? In the States?
That was last year, Cincinnati.
Okay.
Three sets.
Well, that was last year, Lucy. Taylor Townsend is a Grand Slam, doubles Grand Slam champion this year. Like, the bar's different.
Oh, speaking of Taylor Townsend, how can I forget? Shout out to the WTA for collaborating and post with us on Taylor Townsend.
Oh, damn. Yeah,
that was sick.
That was hard.
That was really sick. I really thought you guys made a mistake. I called Eugene. I was like, I'm giving it 5-10 minutes. They might remove us because I think there was a glitch.
Stop it.
But shout out to them for that. That was really sick.
That was nice.
Shout out to the WTA. our people's them.
Very, very nice.
But yeah, you're right. It's last year. Taylor's been playing really well this hard court season ever since a Wimbledon win. Like I said,
bringing it.
I feel like it's been really yeah. And it's US Open. She's made it. I think that was her best in terms of Grand Slams.
Yeah, exactly.
In singles, that's like her best performance. You know, it's home. So yeah, you're right. Yeah, she should be able to win this match.
She had her dad, I think, in Cincinnati as well.
Oh, nice.
Which is cute. Yeah, watching her for a lot of her matches, which was nice.
Okay.
Sloane Stephens now, again, former champion. She's got Clara Burrell, the French woman,
mm-hmm.
in the first round.
Mm.
Decent draw. Does she for Sloane?
I don't think so.
Really.
The next round, do you know she has?
But I'm saying Clara Burrell is that's a good opener.
That's a good opener. Next round. Azarenka. Three years from Azarenka.
Vika.
Stevens and Azarenka, they always play against her. Like, it's ridiculous.
What's their head-to-head?
Is it not like, didn't we speak about it one
pod?
Did
recently,
it was like crazy.
We did actually, yeah.
So their head-to-head is 5-4. Or maybe more.
They last played at Wimbledon.
The last that I believe. But anyways, they have a crazy head-to-head. Last played was Wimbledon, which Azarenka won. But yes, anyways, when I saw round two Azarenka, I was just like, God. And I know Sloane Stephens was the same. Oh, shout out to Sloane Stephens. She released like some skin.
Yeah, her bone line.
Skin brand. Yeah,
yeah.
I see her, you know. She does have flourishing skin.
To be fair, Lucy, not bad. They actually, their match got cancelled at Wimbledon. That's why it's coming up here as it's weird. Because Azarenka pulled out.
She did. She and I was out. Celebrating.
Yeah, yeah.
So who would we be talking about?
I don't know.
Too much tennis. Okay, too much. Okay, cool. All right, cool. Makes sense.
So she lost in the second round to Diana Schneider.
Yes, that's
it. But she beat a French girl in the first round, Elsa Giacomo, the young French girl.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, so yeah, that's that's weird. On the website though, it's fucked up.
I was like, I thought I'm going crazy. Anyways, cool, whatever.
So that's our women done.
But we'll see.
Unfortunately, no women made it through qualifying, as in from a backspin global perspective.
Backspin global, so but either way, let's shout them out.
Hayley Baptiste made it to the final round.
She lost
to Maya Joint mm-hmm. in the final round.
We had Claire V.
Who played Heather Watson in the first round. Heather Watson got that win.
Yeah. And then she lost after that. Montgomery. That was very close as
she
well.
She made it to the second round.
Second round. That was really close. Three sets. And man, I wish it got through because that filler kit was nice.
Yeah. I feel like with Montgomery though, and I was going to tweet this if she made it through, and I'm just going to say it now. I feel like this is going to be the last year she's playing like qualifying for Grand Slams. I feel like she's going to break into the top 100 by the end of the year.
I suppose she's pretty close.
She's close, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty close. Vickery as well.
She lost first round.
Lost first round. Tyra Grant, but she lost the second round to Baptiste. So yeah, you know how they do. They like to put...
Stop it.
Black players.
Stop it. There's also an American who we haven't spoken about before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I want to say it's a Nigerian surname. So let me just find it.
Okay. But while Eugene looks for that, shout out to them.
I don't know why it's taking so long to load.
For all these players, you know, kind of tough out here. Especially that with the wild cards and stuff. Because I actually thought... Do you know who I thought was going to get a wild card out of those girls that are putting out in the thingy?
Who?
Montgomery.
Same, yeah, same.
I actually thought she would, but...
And it would have been more
deserved. You have Osaka and you have all of these other players and stuff. Yeah. I was like, it's looking kind of heavy still.
The American I want to shout out is Akasha, I hope I'm saying that right, Ahobo. That is a Nigerian name.
No, look at me, I ain't
Nigerian. Ahobo, I'm not sure if that's... I want to say that's Yoruba. Could be Igbo, but... Yeah, so she played and she lost in the first round to Priscilla Hahn.
How old is she?
Australia.
Is she young?
How old is she? Good question. Oh, she's only 17. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's
yeah.
a young girl. So
we'll keep an eye on
her. A name exactly to keep an eye on. So yeah, let's move on to the men now. Seeds. Ben Shelton, 13th seed.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic Thiem, the retiring Dominic Thiem in the first round. Interesting. And again, Thiem's a former champ, US Open champion. That face, Lucy, boy.
Respectfully, you know I love Thiem. Thiem, yeah, I was like, that's a good guy. Thiem, yeah. Thiem, like I was watching all of his matches. It breaks my heart.
He won the COVID. That was a COVID year he won.
Yeah, breaks my heart knowing that this guy is retiring this year. But come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's gonna be, you know? But yeah, but me and Eugene talked about this earlier, and I was like, right, I kind of feel like Shelton's jaw is looking a bit tough still. The entire thing, a little bit, but he wasn't really agreeing with me. But we'll
Until I saw the third round, obviously, like or potential third
potential
round,
potential third which we'll get round. To. Yeah, we'll get to. But yeah,
19th seed Felix Auger-Aliassime. He takes on Jakub Mensik, talented Czech player. Mm-hmm. I feel like Felix is in a good spot at the moment. So I'm expecting him to come through that, although that is not going to be easy because Mensik is a good player. But I think Felix is like, he's finding his form again.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel good about Felix's game right now.
Yeah.
TFO back in the top 20, the 20th seed. He's got Alexander Kovacic, fellow American.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, could potentially face Ben Shelton in the third round, provided they both get there. So that means one of them's guaranteed not to make it to the second week, which is crazy. Very unfortunate.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Like, yeah. I mean, that's going to be a potential third round blockbuster. All-American affair.
For
like,
sure.
It'd be big.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Feast, the 24th seed. Huge. He takes on Lerner Tian.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another American. I'm excited to see Feast, actually.
Yeah, same.
I feel like, yeah, his game's going to... I think his game will match up well, mm-hmm. like in the States. If not this year, but in the future, like
mm-hmm.
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stay with the Frenchman. So, Gael Monfils, who had a really good run, actually. Where did he play really well?
Well, as of recently.
Well, he beat Carlos Alcaraz, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But that same day... Oh, was it not Cincinnati?
Cincy, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he beat Alexei Popperin in the first round. Popperin just won
the previous
Masters in Montreal. No, was it Montreal or Canada? It was Montreal, mm-hmm. not Toronto. And then, yeah, Carlos Alcaraz in the second round
mm-hmm.
in three sets, although that match was played over 2 days, but huge win for Le Monf. And mm-hmm. then lost to eventual semi-finalist Holger Rune again in three sets. So Monfils is actually, he's playing pretty well. Right now, he's got a qualifier in the first round who hasn't been placed yet. I don't think the qualifiers have been placed
Because I think they're even still playing or they're about to wrap up.
That's a good point. So we don't know who Monfils plays, but it will be a qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Gabriel Diallo.
They better not.
Who made
they
it through.
They better not.
Shouts out.
They better not.
Hopefully not. Staying with the Frenchman, Giovanni Petit-Pericard. He has Thomas Martin Echeverri. That's tough. The Argentine. I think that's going to be a five-setter. I'm calling it right now.
Yeah.
So,
makes sense,
again, this is Petit-Pericard's first time in a main draw without having to qualify. So he's got through in his ranking, which we spoke about at Wimbledon.
Yeah,
do you remember?
Did.
He said he was excited and looking forward to. So, fantastic. And then Christopher Eubanks, a wild card, rightly so. Who's playing very well at the moment too. So he's currently in Winston-Salem as we record this. He's into the quarterfinals mm-hmm. in Winston-Salem. But yeah, he's got Arthur Rindignich of France in the first round. Again, that's got a long... For me, that's probably a five-setter as well.
And then guess who's next?
Who's next?
Rublev.
Oh, again.
Yeah.
Again.
I'm telling you, bro. I don't understand.
But there's one more name, Lucy. Wild card,
mm-hmm.
Matthew Forbes, who we spoke about during our Wimbledon pod. So he was playing Junior Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got to the second or third round, Junior Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's got a wild card because he won the like USTA, like warm-up event. It was like a US Open main draw, like winner gets a place in the main draw at the US Open, basically.
Oh,
so
right,
you had to play like other Americans for the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he won it. So shouts out to him. The brother of Abigail Forbes, former...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a junior doubles mm-hmm. Wimbledon champion.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's got Roman Safiulin of Russia. I say Russia. We don't say Russia, do we?
Yes, we do.
What's the term? No, but there's a term.
Is it neutral?
Exactly. Was it neutral?
Girl.
Or the, no flag. But yeah, that's Matthew. I'm very much looking forward to seeing Matthew Forbes. So
yeah, yeah,
that'd be cool to see. And that's a good opportunity for him too. I think he's 18 or 17. So young boy. This would be his US Open debut. So very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And that wraps up the draw, Lucy. Although we should shout out Gabriel Diallo because he made it through qualifying.
He made it through qualifying. Shout out to him. Shout out to all my Guinean people out there.
Yeah.
Jeez, for those Lucy, who don't know, you know.
That's hard, yeah.
My mom's half Senegalese, half Guinean. I actually did live in Guinea for a little bit, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I had to leave that place. During them times, there was no electricity, but no war. It's a struggle there, but I love my country still. Good food, crazy people.
So well travelled, man. Like flip it, bilingual, well travelled, like flip it out. Incredible.
Oh,
you really are Blackspin Global.
Blackspin Global, really for is. Real. Now, do you know what? It's like, I think because I just grew up in such a multicultural background. Brilliant. So yeah, but shout out to him. He got a wild card when he was in Canada, right?
Yeah.
When he was there.
Lost first round, but yeah.
Yeah, nice to see him, you know, get in there. And yeah, hopefully he doesn't get like a tough first round, like, because I think I hope it's not Djokovic.
True, yeah. And I think who else is there? Alcaraz as well. He's got a qualifier.
Yeah.
But you know what? Whatever,
we'll
man.
We'll see. At least his name will be out there anyways. A exactly. lot more people will know him, so...
But yeah, a few players that didn't make it through qualifying. So we had Jubb. I think he lost second round qualies. Paul Jubb, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Elias Im, I think he lost first round qualies.
Mm-hmm.
We also had Calvin Emery of France. I think it's 28 or 29. He lost in the second round of qualies as well. So my voice just went there. Sorry about that. So yeah, shouts out to all the guys that unfortunately didn't make it through to make it through qualifying, but... Shouts out to Diallo for making it through. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Lucy, that wraps up the draw. What are we saying in terms of...
predictions.
Yeah. Are we not doing that?
We have to. Last Grand Slam. We do it every Grand Slam. I always start though, so you start.
Okay, men. Damn. Oh, where are we going for the men? Did Alcaraz win it last year?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to defend it. Sorry, Carlos. I think there's too much going on with Sinner. I don't think he's going to be mentally, I don't think he's going to be right. I feel like this is going to rattle him.
True, yeah. That's a good point.
Novak. I feel like Novak's going to do it. Because I feel like he's... energize from the Olympics. Mm. So I'm going to go Novak for the men. For the women, it's tough.
No, I don't think Alcaraz won last year. Was it not Novak? Go on, women.
For the women, it's tough. I'm going to go... Yeah, we just said on Djibor, she's pulled out.
Sorry, it was Novak.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Novak's going to defend? Shit.
No. Women, who did you have?
Djibor. I'm saying she's withdrawn, but I'm saying we just said Carlos. We fucked this up so bad because we just said Carlos won last year.
Carlos, yeah, and then I just said no.
Oh,
I was correcting you.
Oh, my bad. Okay,
I was saying Novak.
Okay, so Novak's going to defend then. That's what I'm saying.
Novak's defending.
Yeah,
and that's what I said. And I was like, no.
Okay, so
I have Carlos.
Okay. So you are giving me a prediction.
I didn't say I wasn't going to give you. I say we should.
For the women then, who are you going with? Pegula's playing well, you know. She's kind of flying. I don't know what her coaching situation is, but yeah, she's doing well, reaching back-to-back.
You think Pegula's doing well enough to win the US Open?
I mean, she's reached back-to-back 1,000 finals. 1-1. So like, this is the next step, isn't it? Oh man, this is tough, Lucy. Because Coco, the form. But then also, I look at last year. She wasn't playing her best tennis, but she ended up winning.
But last year, I feel like her mental last year was different to this year. Her last match, she left the court crying. So I'm not saying she can't do it. I just feel like the pressure...
Different headspace.
There's more pressure this year because she's defending champion. You didn't even want to say even the word defending champion. Do you get what I mean? I know she's capable of winning another Grand Slam. I just think, unfortunately, this year has just been a really tough one for her. I think she's going to make it to the second Grand Slam, or second week, sorry. But not that I don't... I love her, man, but I don't think she'll be able to defend it.
Fair enough.
Sabalenka's on smoke. I think Sabalenka can actually come
Sabalenka's and, a great
and,
shout.
And win it.
Sabalenka's a great shout.
She won Cincinnati like it was nothing. Like she was out for months and she just came back like it was nothing.
I'm struggling for the women, I'm not gonna lie.
I've got men's Carlos.
Okay.
Women, I've got Sabalenka.
Solid. Because I don't like going for the obvious choices, although I went for Novak for the men.
Novak is a good one because now that he won his gold.
Yeah, but it's still like, it's not exactly a wild pick, is it? I like going wild.
Oh, you like to go wild, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm the one that does the boy one, is that what you're
trying to say? No comment, no, I'm joking.
Another shot. Guys, you've been sending me shots since. I don't know what is on. I don't know, man.
I'm still stuck. Like, I don't know who to.
You said
for the women.
I thought you said Novak and think. Oh, women. You
for
don't
the
know.
Women, yeah.
Igor, what about Igor? No, Igor, no. You don't think Igor got it like
I don't
that?
I think Igor's. Yeah, I just don't.
My man don't rate Igor.
Not at all. Of course, I rate her.
I'm joking. That's trolling.
I'm just gonna go Pegula. I'm going to go Pegula, man.
That's a bit mad still, but...
I'm going to go Pegula. Shouts out to Griselda.
I knew you were going to say that. I was just waiting.
Buffalo Bill, stand
just
up.
Just waiting. Nah, man. Everyone is hyping up Pegula, rightfully so.
Okay.
You're not the only one that's saying, you know, some people are literally saying she actually might win it. I'm telling you here right now, Pegula's not winning that US Open.
All right, psychic.
It's not happening. She might make it far.
Sabalenka. But so boring. Not. But okay. As in the pick's boring. Not really. Not Sabalenka's the player.
I know.
The pick is boring.
Not really. Because look how she was playing Cincinnati.
That's what I'm saying, man.
And she's been off. And she's been off for so long.
True.
And that's, you know.
True, true.
She was close last year. She's won her Grand Slam this year. She's been close a lot of times to her Grand Slams.
Yeah, at least we've been going on for a minute. So let's wrap it up.
Wow.
Let's wrap it up.
Wow.
I didn't say we. I didn't say we.
Wow. I felt that. Eugene said, Lucy, shut the hell up. You've been talking too much. Wow. Eugene, what's actually going on? No.
It's my time in a month. I'm joking.
What is actually going on? This guy has been sending me shots every 30 minutes. All right, guys. Bye. Bye.
No, stop it. All right. Sorry, you finished or you done? Remember?
No, it's fine. I'm cool. I'm done now. Do you want to wrap? You can say
no. No, honestly. Like,
I've been told to shut up.
Stop it. No. Guys, thank you again for listening, man. And yeah, can't believe we're actually here in terms of being at the US Open, like the final Grand Slam of the year. Sad, but yeah, it's all good. Looking forward to it.
All right, guys. We will catch you. Make sure that you follow, subscribe to Blackspin Global and stay tuned
for
the US Open. And look out for the merchies. Blackspinglobal.com to cop the merch.
And support
black-owned business. If you guys want to keep on doing this,
please.
Guys, this is a self-funded podcast. This comes from our 9 to 5, from our little scribble.
It's not easy.
You know, Eugene's cancelling dates so he can afford to.
Stop
I'm
it.
Joking, guys.
It's not easy.
But yeah, catch you guys. Make sure you stay tuned during the US Open to get your daily updates. Peace.
Take care, guys.